and the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this morning, in the lesson, we learned that what we can either choose to do and behave and think in divine ways or in human ways. And it is interesting, I love the little cartoon, because what did the Pharisees notice? They noticed the dirty hands. Now, of course, you know, being clean is good, but I think I'll read the little cartoon, the two little lambs. Well, wait, isn't cleanliness next to godliness? And the other man says, maybe. But Jesus is more concerned about godliness. And cleanliness is only next to it. Right? So, cleanliness, being clean is good. But if we're not godly, if we don't listen to God, if we don't behave the way we're supposed to as Christians, if we don't do like God says, all the cleanliness in the world is going to come. So it's like you have to put your ducks in order. Yes, cleanliness is good, but godliness is better. So what did they miss? The Pharisees missed what I would consider a very operative word. Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders but eat with the defiled hands? What's the operative word there? The traditions of the elders. Well, what did Deuteronomy tell us? Live by God's commandments, the traditions of God. God is first, not the elders. You don't want to add anything to the Bible. We want to listen to God the Father. Listen to what Jesus tells us. Listen to the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us and helps us to be as God-like, Christian, and Jesus-like as possible. But then Jesus responds to them. He really gets them pretty well. He recites from Isaiah. He said, okay, Isaiah prophesied rightly about your hypocrites. There you go. There, you can't get any more frank than that. He says, this people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We don't want to give God lip service. We want to give him the service of our heart. We want to do as much as we can, because we love God, we love, you know, everyone else in this creation, and we love ourselves. We want to take care of the needy, but we take care of ourselves. Remember what happened a couple weeks ago? I said I felt kind of guilty because we didn't have too much in our taco basket, and I thought to myself, darn it, I didn't remember to eat every day of the week, 3 meals a day. But I forgot to bring in the taco. And then the next week, there's quite a few, and quite a few people said, you know that baby thing too. And that's what it means, caring for others and we care for ourselves. If I remember to eat, then I should remember to help feed the needy, those who don't have as much as I have. If people are in need of book bags, or socks, or shoes, or clothes, or coats, or blankets, or God's creatures, we have a need that I should be taking care of all of us, should be taking care of them as well. And that's the doing. And that's where we get into James. And James is awesome because James, he gives us both. He says, you must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be. And this is how we're to behave as Christians. We're to be quick to listen. Slow to speak, slow to anger, because our anger doesn't produce God's righteousness. Those are good attitudes, good behavior, and it imitates our Lord. And he says, therefore, rid yourself of sordidness, rank growth of wickedness, and welcome to the people the implanted word that has the power to what? To save our soul. And what's the implanted word? The gospel. He even says it a little bit later on. For those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, who persevere, being not hearers only, the doers, those who go into the heart of Jesus or into his law and listen to his gospel and respond, that's what saves our souls. And that's what we're to be about. It is kind of interesting because in the law term we have a lot of things that we ask for. Grace connection, the green supply, you know, all the kids in the area. There's like thousands of different things to give. But there's two points. Not in the lessons today, but it does say we're to give, but not where we're starving ourselves. Because we are to take care of ourselves, we can take care of others. But what does it say today? Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this. The last line of James' letter says, to care for the orphan and the widow and their distress. And then one more important question of man or God is to keep oneself unstained by the world. Now what is that? Well, it means we to look into the law, look into the heart of Jesus, and follow him. We are not going back to the gospel. We are not fornicators, be thieves, be murderers, adulterers. We're not to be avarice and greedy. We're not to be wicked. We're not to be deceitful or envious or licentious. We're not to be envious. We're not to gossip and be slanderous. We're not to be overly proud of ourselves. We are to be proud of who belong to God. I would say for me, these lessons tell me that I'm to remember who I am, who I belong to, and what I'm supposed to do for my God. Through Jesus Christ, and only by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to end with us saying together the call, because I think it's a really beautiful call. And it kind of blesses our way to imitating Jesus. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, grant
in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth on us the fruit of good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
So one quick PS. We listen today, but we don't please hear and forget. We give our word.
Thank you.